What do you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going
to
go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here. The sun came out just in time to welcome you to the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. So, Mimi, our licensed realtor from RE/MAX Results, good morning and happy Sunday. Thank you for joining us
and
again.
And happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday
Thank
as well.
Thank you. And we have our mortgage expert in the building as well, Mr. Phil Olson. Thank you very much for joining us as well from American Mortgage and Equity. How's it going, Phil?
Rocking it out.
Phil, we need to throw some important numbers out there for everybody. Can you please give me your NMLS number for everybody?
Not a problem. MLS 238-103, branch MLS 379-094. Company MLS 150953.
All the legal things are out of the way, so now it's time for the fun. That's what we're going to do now, this Mimi. I was thinking of you because you always give some really good tips, and lately we were actually also giving away an opportunity for people to get like some organizing done, which I've been doing myself, and it just made me appreciate the fact that you are providing a great value for people, because it would be great to have somebody else come in and do some stuff for me instead.
Oh, my gosh. So let's just talk about the ultimate pampering session if you have a house.
Yes.
Yes. Professional organizing services from Stacy Brown and mm-hmm. also a carpet cleaning from Zero Res. Are you even kidding me?
Wow.
No. You're rocking it out.
And guess what? I was so envious.
So here's the real kicker. The odds of you winning are supreme because we're only promoting it here on the radio station and on our Facebook page.
Nice.
So, you know, you got to make sure you register because this is a really, really great gift.
Right. So you can go to Mimi's the Red Hot Real Estate Facebook page on Facebook. You're going to be there anyway. You know, you're always checking on all your friends' status and all those things. So you might as well go ahead and get this great opportunity.
The Red Hot Real Estate group. That's mm-hmm. what you look for. And you must register for this. And Phil's got some specials he's promoting this week too. What are those, Phil?
I've got two specials. My first one is if any client calls in or calls me during the week and works with Mimi and I am going to donate $300 to your local food shelf in your name. And then the second giveaway, our show is going to be about a little bit about foreclosures, short sales, and bankruptcies. If one of these clients call in and work with Mimi and I'm going to pay for your appraisal, which is a $475 value.
That is awesome. And I'm glad that we're covering what we're doing today. We're going to talk a little bit about like foreclosure, short sales, bankruptcies, those things that if you've had something like that, a lot of times you get, you know, the process is already hard enough to go through. Mm-hmm. But then even if it's been a while, you still might be harboring some shame, some, you know, what did I do wrong? And you also kind of think that you can never move forward and get another house and what's the next step?
Well, let's just talk about it. So you're facing one of the most scary, most challenging financial things that can ever happen to somebody. And it's really equivalent to getting kicked in the stomach.
Right.
And, you know, it's the roll up in the ball. I don't know what I can do. I'm so depressed. I mean, Phil, you work with a lot of folks that go through this as well. And I think that the misnomer is that once you go through it, first of all, you're scared to do it again. You know,
correct.
It's kind of like, you know, well, I've gotten a divorce and should I ever consider getting married again?
That mm-hmm. is a great analogy.
It is mm-hmm. a great analogy.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And so it's a lot of trepidation that you're thinking about. And then when you finally make the decision that, yes, I would like to, then it's like, well, I don't really know where to start. And so mm-hmm. one of the best places to start is talking to one of our mortgage specialists like Phil Olson, who's done tons of work with folks that are going through these things.
I've probably closed well over 300 of these transactions in probably the last 10 years.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And, mm-hmm. and you know, people come into my office and they'll tell me their horror stories of what exactly happened. And the first thing I'm going to tell them is, folks, yeah, I work with 60 different lenders, but I represent you. I don't represent the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, more often than not, the consumer that got into that specific property, they may be overbought.
Right.
As to what they, based on their budget, they should have probably bought something that was maybe more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were put into a mortgage product and they didn't know exactly what all the terms and conditions of that specific program was. So when I sit down with a customer, you know, one of my favorite lines is, I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly if you want to hear it or not. And if I think you're biting off more than you can chew, I'm sorry to say, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Okay, I'm not one of those loan officers that's just going to give you your $500,000 loan knowing that you're going to become a prisoner to the house, because that doesn't do you any good.
And it does really, it's a matter of finding the right partner, finding the right realtor, the right mortgage expert, because, you know, personally, as someone who went through, you know, a short sale, I feel like my mortgage expert at the time did the best that he could for me, per se. Like, he did provide me with some information, but your life changes so much from the time that you get the mortgage. You know, we had jobs changed. I got married. My husband's job changed. Things changed a lot. But with that said, it's been years since that short sale, and I'm still a little shook by it, even though I've changed a lot since that happened as well. So it's back to what you were saying, Mimi, that you kind of go, you know, I got burned last time. Do I even want to? Maybe I just don't even want to try.
Well,
or there's,
I mean,
no way.
The pain is palpable because, you know, I've worked with many short sale people, too. And, you know, I can't even tell you the agony that both sides go through. It's a tough thing. And then the thing that I think that people don't know, there's two things. First of all, I think that with the low of the market, when the height of all the short sales and bankruptcies were going on in the down market, I think that people don't know that enough time has passed that probably, depending on what you've done with your finances, you could qualify again.
Because I was one of those people right in the middle of it when everybody's house was getting sold or foreclosed on, and it feels like yesterday.
Right.
You know, that was years ago. That was 9 years ago, and it feels like yesterday
sold that house. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. What I would encourage you to do is stick your toe in the warm water, okay? And I think if you plan out the situation correctly and use good, sound financial tools to ensure that, one, you're going to have a good investment, okay? Two, you're putting some money down. Three, making sure that you're well within your budget. And that doesn't mean you have to. When I look at a mortgage, I'm not just looking at, here's your total payment. I'm going to ask you some questions. So tell me about your lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. Are you the type that's buying that Gucci purse, you know, every other week?
Listen, yes. Don't be swearing up in here. Girls like these purses.
All right. Then.
I think that's a fair question because you kind of want to go, well, I want the house to be part of the mix. And so if I, you know, how, you know, it's like, you know, can, you know, maybe tell, you guys tell me whether you think that this is a similar thing. Yeah, there are certain diets that will work faster for me, but will I be able to sustain that lifestyle?
Very good.
So if I want a house, but I'm never home and it's this and I'm going to have to clean it, maybe that house is the wrong house. Maybe the product is the wrong product. Maybe it's too much for me when I really could go, well, this would be a good house in the mix based upon my lifestyle, and I still have room to go out and get those shoes or that purse.
Let me just tell you, from walking in the shoes behind a buyer, going through this right now, Phil and I have a client, and of course we are bound by confidentiality, but we can give you kind of the highbrow pieces about it. You have to be honest with yourself.
Right.
Okay, so if you're a champagne kind of girl, and you, every ugly house, and I put that in quotations, that you walk into that could use just a little bit of paint, a little bit of carpet, a little bit of cleaning, but a perfectly good house, and you can't see past that, then you have to understand that you're going to pay more for the cuteness factor. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can get a nice house and, you know, be a really solid house, but it not be cute. And then look at another house that's pretty much the same, but it's cutified.
Yeah.
And $50,000 right there, just because it's cute. And, you know, so I do a lot of coaching about helping people to see past that you're not going to, you have to know who you are.
Yes.
If you're never going to be able to see past that, then that's the price point you're going to spend. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, one of the other things I'd also say is, you know, when talking with a consumer, is this house going to be a 30-year home for you?
Right.
Maybe let's look at it a little bit differently. Let's look at it. Maybe this is a house that we're going to stay in this home for 3 to 4 years. We're going to take care of the paint. We're going to take care of the trim and the woodwork and polish it up and maybe put some flooring in, generate a profit. Mm-hmm. And now maybe we can get you to that next level in 3 to 5 years. Instead of going, I want every bell and whistle. Well, we know that maybe not be accomplishable, mm-hmm. but guess what? Maybe we can get you 50% with the understanding this is not your long-term home here.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a step.
And that probably helps you, especially if you're going through one of the scenarios we talk about, that foreclosure, that short sale, or that bankruptcy, where you don't know where to start, and it fairly doesn't seem like, oh, I can put this into a manageable chunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then start to look at how do I make myself the healthiest financially as I move forward.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And the really, honestly, the first place to start is with our mortgage expert, Phil Olson, here. He's going to go through your finances and help you get to the point where you need to be so that you know what you qualify for. And mm-hmm. so when we come back from the break, Phil, I want to kick off the bankruptcy piece.
Yep.
Because I think that there is not enough information out in the marketplace right now about what folks that have gone through bankruptcy in the past and what if they're going through one now, what they can do if they already own real estate.
Yep. Exactly.
We'll cover that. We'll also take your questions here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. You're here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show with our licensed realtor from RE/MAX Results, Mimi Shoneman, also joined from American Mortgage and Equity, Phil Olson, in the building as well. And producer Ryan, I'm going to give you a heads up because we're going to come to you in a little bit because we have some great promotions that are going on. And one of the things that we're talking about today is that it's you hear about things that go through your life. You know, as an adult, you know, you go, okay, unfortunately, I had to deal with a foreclosure, a short sale, a bankruptcy, and you think, okay, life stops because
exactly.
it is something
mm-hmm.
so
exactly.
dark. Yep. So part of what we're covering today is that life doesn't have to stop. There is a way that you can rebuild things afterwards, and then you guys are the team that can help them get back out there.
You know, what's interesting about being an adult is that, you know, you always are learning,
yes.
right? It never stops. And you don't know what you don't know. And in fact, during the break, we uncovered some things that we believe a lot of folks may not know.
Right.
So we've got lots of good information that Phil is going to be sharing with you this segment.
And we also want to encourage you, if you have one of those questions that's just been floating around in your mind and you're going, okay, how do I get back into home ownership? How do I sell my house? What do I do? This is the time for you to call. You can talk to our experts here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You call us at 651-641-1071. You also get a copy of our guides out there, you know, keys to buying and selling your home. Those are available. And we also have some amazing promotions right now.
We do. Mm-hmm. And so coming up with our promotions, Phil, what do you have?
I am donating $300 to the local food shelf of your choice if you work with Mimi and I. And I'm also going to give you a free appraisal for $475.
Look at that.
Boom. Just yes. like that. $700 right there in 2 seconds.
And, you know,
and
we want to give you your fanfare as well. So one more time, producer Ryan, for our friend Mimi.
Yeah, baby. We're giving away zero res home carpet cleaning and a professional organizing session with Stacy Brown, professional organizer. And the beautiful thing about this, you can register on our show page, MyTalk1071, keyword Red Hot, and also on the Red Hot Real Estate Group's Facebook page.
And I was telling you that I recently have been doing some reorganizing at my house, trying to declutter, do some of those things. It would be so much better if I could qualify for this.
I knew you look lighter and fresher.
I do. I mean, right? I'm like, even the things that you just collect over time, like just going through the process, it's great. And if you have a hard time with it, you would like to have a professional organizer come by and help you become lighter and more free by getting rid of some clutter.
You.
Yes.
Nudge you into
Gives
freedom.
Gives you more time to do other things, right?
Correct. It absolutely does.
I swear, I think that living on a boat sounds good sometimes.
That doesn't sound too bad.
I thought that. I mean, if you live on a boat like that old, what was it, that show Riptide way back in the day, that was like a cool boat where they're like in a warm climate.
But they don't really have enough closet space for all the cool purses.
Exactly.
Right.
And
but then again, if you're on the boat, you're not chopping.
A friend of mine was one of those people that lived on a boat here. And in my head, because I grew up in a warmer climate, in my head, it was like Riptide, that TV show. And then I got to his boat. I'm like, this is like living on a cabin on the
like a
water.
Tiny house. Boat.
Yes, exactly. I was not excited.
Yeah, no, this tiny house thing, I don't get it.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. So again, if you have a question, make sure you call us at 651-641-1071.
All right, Phil, kick us off on what do we need to know about bankruptcy if you had one in the past?
Well, first off, I'm going to start off with the one what we were talking about during on the break.
Yes.
Is there's so many couples out there that one partner has gone through a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, or a short sale. And everybody thinks because the one party had that you're denied as a family. That's not the case.
Okay.
Example is the husband goes, has a Chapter 7 1 year ago. Wife didn't file bankruptcy. Wife has good income. Wife has good credit. Guess what? I can still do a loan with the wife, help her buy a house. Husband still goes on title. And guess what? Bing, bang, boom. They got a home.
Okay. So let's talk this through. Mm-hmm. So the wife has the good income. Are you able to use the husband's income as a qualifier?
No.
Okay.
So you have to be able to qualify based on that one individual's income alone.
All right. Okay.
And for those that are wanting to get into that home, that's where, you know, realistic expectations need to come back into play. You know, you might not be able to buy that $300,000 home that you guys wanted, but guess what? Maybe you can afford a $200,000 home. And they went to their bank and their bank said, well, you had a bankruptcy and there's a waiting period of, you know, 4 years with a conventional loan and you're going to need to wait for 4 years.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. I mean, there's so many different programs under conventional FHA, VA, and USDA. FHA, VA, and USDA are government loan programs. Conventional is basically a bank-backed loan program, even though it's sponsored by the federal government.
Right.
But it's not considered a federal government loan. So, I mean, if you were to buy a house or wanting to buy a house, and let's just say you had a foreclosure. Well, with conventional, that's a 7-year waiting period. Whereas with FHA, it's a 3-year waiting period. Then again, if you're a veteran, then there's a 2-year waiting period. And I mean, I can go through all these different programs and all the different timelines, but your timeline is between a 7-year and a 1-year waiting period. A lot of people, they hear, well, it's 3 years. It depends on the program.
And it depends on the program you had, right? Not the one you want.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Clarify that.
So there are reasons to do a VA loan for a veteran, and there's reasons not to. Okay. Good reason not to do a second time VA loan is there's what's called the VA funding fee. And there's a VA funding fee of 3.3% of the total loan amount. So let's say $300,000. You're going to pay the VA $10,000 unless you're not a disabled veteran. If you're a disabled veteran, then the VA funding fee is waived.
Okay.
So a first-time veteran is a 2.15 factor. So now you're going to pay the VA $6,000. Guess what? Maybe we shouldn't put them into a VA loan. Maybe we should go to a straight conventional loan. But it depends on that client situation. What are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing a foreclosure? Are you bringing a bankruptcy? And Mimi wanted me to talk about bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Well, there's really three types of bankruptcy. You got a Chapter 7.
Okay.
That is a full debt liquidation, personal.
Okay.
You have a Chapter 13. That's a debt repayment program. Then you have what's called a Chapter 11, which is a business bankruptcy. Now, under all the guidelines, there's very little differences between a Chapter 7, Chapter 11, Chapter 13. They're all about a 2 to 3 year waiting period. But that's still something that the consumer needs to let me know, because I have to then research it to determine when was the discharge date of that bankruptcy.
Yep, that's really key right there, because a lot of times when in the down market, when there was all that recording going on, sometimes recording was really delayed.
Or didn't happen.
And wouldn't you be shocked to know that your bankruptcy or short sale didn't get recorded right, and then you had to wait longer? How do you recover over that if that did happen to you?
Well, I mean, definitely you could probably hire a lawyer to see about getting it correctly recorded. But the one thing I would tell all folks, and I've always said this in other shows, is prior planning prevents a poor performance, the 5 P's. Once a consumer goes through any one of these three, you know, tragedies, if they're even having an inkling about wanting to buy a house, we need to start the repair process. immediately.
Like right away.
Because, you know, a foreclosure, I've seen a credit score. Somebody had an 800 credit score. Next thing you know, you got a 450.
Okay.
Your credit's shot.
Yeah.
It is literally shot. Your credit card company shut everything down. You know, all your loans get closed. And now you have nothing positive being reported on the credit report. So that's where they meet with me, and I'm going to give them suggestions on how to rebuild their credit by getting a credit card through specific different vendors. Yes, the interest rate might be high, but if we don't overutilize the credit card and only charge 50 or 100 bucks, what's 20% per year on $100? It's pennies.
Right.
Okay.
So, Phil, I just want to make this statement. Would it be fair to say that not all mortgage professionals know what you've just shared?
I would tell you, I cannot tell you the number of times I've had clients come into my office and they've said, why was not I told this before? Well, a little bit about my career. I actually came out of the military service and I became a bill collector and then a bill collection manager and then a bill collection trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for 10 years. I know everything about bankruptcy, judgments, liens, garnishments, till taps, you name it, and the court system.
Yes.
And I know how it all works. And then I know all the three bureaus and I know if you tweak this, this will happen. If you tweak that, this will happen.
So that's where Phil is the mortgage puzzle maker doer.
Right. And if you have something that was a little out of the norm, now is a great opportunity for you to call in and get that out there. Get yourself on the road to credit recovery, thanks to our friend here, Phil Olson. And also learn the ins and outs on how you can get into that home that will actually help you rebuild your future. Because you're listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We're going to give you the phone number again at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. What we have today is we have some very positive information about something that may have been a negative point in your life. You're listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here with Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results and Phil Olson from American Mortgage and Equity. We've been talking about how can you rebound from a foreclosure, a short sale, or a bankruptcy. So Phil just gave some very good information about what you can do if you're in a married situation and just how bankruptcies work in the general and how you can have a specific skill set, Phil, that is just so designed to help people on the road to recovery and back into home ownership.
I would tell you, when I look back at my career, I thank, you know, what happened in my life because it really allowed me to be who I am today.
And we know it's a very difficult situation, but if you have had some questions that have just been weighing on you about how can I start? You know, I had a foreclosure, I had that short sale, I had that bankruptcy, and how do I start? I feel like I can't even, you know, go into an office and they're just going to shame me and tell me not to come. Today is a good day to call.
Absolutely it is. But one of the things that I really want to talk about is not only the people that had it in the past, but let's talk to the people that might be facing it today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say that we've got maybe a divorce situation and that's forced them to have to maybe consider a short sale or a bankruptcy because they've got a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about some of the experiences that you have had with folks that in recent memory have gone through something like that. And what should they be thinking about with their mortgage, with housing in general going forward?
Well, I have literally probably met with 150 couples over my career where they were contemplating either filing for bankruptcy or going through a foreclosure. Every once in a while, it's been a short sale, but more so a foreclosure or a bankruptcy. And I guess the way I look at this is the first thing I'm going to tell them doing a bankruptcy or foreclosure is the absolute worst thing you can do.
Okay.
It should be the last thing that's on your mind. We should look at every other possible option there is.
Okay.
You know, like, is there a possibility instead of letting the house go into foreclosure to bring the house out of sheriff sale, bring it current, then refinance it into one of the party's names so that way their credit isn't completely shot? Because, I mean, let's think about it. You're going to go through a divorce. That's a tragic situation. It definitely sets people back. And now you're going to do a foreclosure on top of that. Now you're going to ruin your credit. Now
right.
you got basically two red flags against yourself. And it takes time. Okay. I'm not going to tell any consumer that, you know, does a foreclosure here in 6 months that life is going to be easy.
Right.
There's a lot of other things that come into play that people don't even consider when they go through one of these three events we're talking about. How does that affect your homeowner's insurance? How does it affect your renter's insurance, your car insurance? All of those get jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card interest rates can also go up.
Let's talk about what you just said a few seconds ago, and that is bringing somebody's home out of a sheriff sale so that they can refinance that. So just to let everybody know what a sheriff sale is that is the judicial process here in the state of Minnesota where that's what happens. You've got 6 months redemption after the sheriff sale. The sheriff sale is when they actually come and get your keys and you no longer live there. And
okay.
the short sale is official. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Then in Minnesota, there's 6 months equitable redemption period where a homeowner could actually come back and what you said, Phil, and that's bring all of that money and get everything straight. So how do you coach folks to go through that?
Well, I would, you know, it just comes down to looking at all their assets, looking at their income, looking at what's called residual income. What income's left over?
Okay.
Now, there have been situations where I've told the client that probably should be your best option. I would advise that you talk with a lawyer.
Okay.
And I always advise talking to a lawyer before you go through any one of these three things. Maybe not so much a short sale, but definitely if it's a foreclosure or a bankruptcy. Unfortunately, though, you know, there's some great lawyers out there, but then there's some lawyers out there that all they want to do is take your money.
Right.
Because if you don't hire them for the foreclosure or you don't hire them for the bankruptcy, they don't make any money.
Okay.
So
they're just willing to just ease you through the process because that's what they get paid on.
Well, correct. It's certainly better than doing it yourself with a kit that you get online.
Right.
Please don't do that. No.
That's really a bad decision.
So getting back to what the question Mimi had is it just really comes down to me sitting down with them and having them expose all their financials to me so I can run numbers to determine what is truly feasible and what is not feasible.
But let me suggest that well before, if you're listening to this and this resonates with you, maybe you're going through this or you know someone who's going through this, please have them call Phil so that he can have a free consultation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame.
Right.
We go through this all the time. I mean, this is normal business. I mean, so don't be embarrassed. But he might have a solution for you so that you wouldn't have to go all the way through that. Now, that redeeming your house after the sheriff sale, that is no cheap, you know, proposition right there.
No, it's very, very expensive. I mean, people don't understand that once you start going down the road of a foreclosure, they start tacking on a lot of lawyer fees.
Okay.
These mortgage companies have lawyers, okay? And I've literally seen, you know, $10,000, $15,000 added on to your mortgage because of those specific legal fees. So, I mean, one of the things I've always told all my clients, and I still tell them to this date, if you even think you're getting into trouble, call me.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Call me, okay? Because once you go more than 30 days past due,
right?
There's really not a lender out there, okay, that I would say a bona fide lender. I mean, there's loan shark money out there, okay?
But not one that'll actually maybe get your payment down to something more manageable, which is the problem you're having anyway.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, you know, I would tell them to call me, sit down with me. I mean, I've literally had husband and wife, they're going through divorce. Okay. And I go, come in, let's talk. Well, he's not being amicable. Well, I said, bring him in. He'll be amicable with me because I'm not going to tolerate it.
Right.
You know, but let's figure this out. Use calm heads here and see what can be done to prevent you from having to go into these three different types of situations.
Right.
And I would say there, you know, 25-30% of the time, I'm able to come up with other solutions that are far better than them going through one of these three. And they're able to retain their home.
Well, let's speak a little bit about this loan modification garbage.
And if you have a question that's similar to this, or if it's something that's just been weighing on your mind, you could talk to our experts at 651-641-1071. Again, that's 651-641-1071.
And when we come back from the break, we can talk a little bit more. But before we go, let's talk about loan modification. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people, clients that have had short sales, and they modified and they modified and they modified with their mortgage company. And what ended up happening that apparently was not explained very well is that they ended up having a higher monthly payment to pay back the modification. Can you talk about that a little bit, about what folks that may have gone through that, what they can do, if there's anything?
And can you explain just a second? Because when you use the word modify, Mimi and Phil, to me, it sounds like that sounds like a very harmless thing, something painless that maybe I might want to look into.
It sounds like painless. It's like getting a quick breath of air when you come up out of the ocean, but then you get pushed back under a tidal wave.
Gotcha.
It's like, just for a quick second, is it painless?
Here's the first thing I'm going to tell you. If you're going to do a loan modification, you do it directly with the mortgage servicer.
Okay.
Do not go, in my opinion, with any of these loan modification services. Secondly, You shouldn't pay them a dime until they get something accomplished. Okay.
And explain to everybody what a mortgage servicer is and how they figure out whose theirs is.
Okay. So we're the lender, American Mortgage Equity Consultants. We sell the loan, let's say, to Chase. Chase then becomes the servicer who then receives your monthly mortgage payment. They're the ones that will take care of your escrow for your taxes and your insurance.
Okay.
And of course, they'll be the one that if you decide to get behind on your mortgage, and people don't understand, what is getting behind? Let's suppose your mortgage payment is $1,000 and you pay them only $900.
Okay.
That's not considered a payment.
All right.
Okay. There some mortgage servicers won't even apply it. Depends on how delinquent you are.
All right.
But they'll apply the $900, but you're still going to get reported to the credit bureau as 1 month delinquent.
Okay.
And I've seen this before where people have made modified payments and they go, well, something is better than nothing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, something is better than nothing is not correct.
Fair enough.
So if you're going to go through that type of problem, you can get what's called loan modification. I've seen very few good loan modifications.
Okay. So how do those normally sound? Like when I call in and is that a situation where as a homeowner, I call in and go, you know what? Something happened. I can only give you $900 this month. And they go, oh, that's okay. We'll just tack it on to the end and you don't have to pay. Or is that what you mean? Or what do you mean?
Go ahead, Mimi.
A loan modification, it's just, you're going to have to substantiate everything. You're going to have to send all of your financials in.
Right.
They're going to review that. They're going to get lost in their shuffle countless times. At least that's been my experience.
Right.
And then when it's all said and done, after who knows how long, then they're going to make your payment. They're going to apply that to your payment. So your payment will go up.
Okay.
But you're Mr. and Ms. Consumer. You're expecting that this is going to make it better for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It does not.
All right.
No. And I mean, I've seen a lot of loan modifications where the consumer specifically said, well, the only way they were going to approve my loan modification is if I miss payments. So what do people do? They miss payments.
Mm-hmm.
What ends up happening is the consumer's credit gets shot.
Right.
Now, who's got the leverage now? The mortgage servicer does.
That makes sense.
So you actually then become the puppet. Okay. And most modifications you will see, they're not reducing your principal balance. They're not reducing your payment. But what they do is they increase your term.
Okay.
So in other words, you're on a 30-year fixed. You've been in the home for 28 years. Okay. So you've paid 2 years so far. And now they increase your term to a 35-year loan. Well, how much more money are they making?
And also the interest rate.
Correct.
It goes up. Yeah, typically.
Yeah. Normally what I've seen is they'll do what's called an aggregate. It's interest rate, where the interest rate is every 6 months or every year, every 2 years, it changes.
Well, this is a very complicated situation, but we want to help you. We want to make sure we take your calls as well. And don't worry, Jan, we are going to get to you, everybody. It sounds like Jan has a story about her ugly house. We're going to talk about that and give you more tips here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show when we return. People say you need to turn those lemons into lemonade. That's what we're doing this morning here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results. Also, we have Phil Olson from American Mortgage and Equity. They've been giving you information on how you can move forward if you had something unfortunate like a foreclosure, a short sale, a bankruptcy happen to you. There are ways that you can move forward. And we are willing to let you come in and share some of these questions with us. If you're in a slightly difficult situation, don't worry. Phil and Mimi have some great information for you. You can call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Before we went to break, we had a chance to check in with Jan. Jan, how are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Good morning, Jan.
Jan, why don't you go ahead and share your story to Phil and Mimi about the ugly house you have right now?
Yes. Well, I inherited a home and it needs a lot of updating, including new siding and a new deck. And I'm wondering if it's better to do the updates myself or to hire one of those agencies that comes in and offers you cash.
Well, that's a great question, Jan, and it's interesting. We were talking about this very subject during the break. I'm actually working with several people right now that are going through the very same thing that you're going through, because a lot of times when you inherit property, you have it in all various different types of conditions. So it's really going to depend a lot on your house and where it's located. And so what we could do is we can come and meet with you and take a look at it and give you our professional opinion about what would need to be done for you to be able to sell it for the most money possible.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes it's better to just leave it as it is and sell it to an investor. And then sometimes it's better to do some light modifications so that you can bring it, make it look a little more show ready and make it appeal to the broader market. So it's just depends on the house and where it's located.
Well, the location is okay, but the updating is at least $30,000 because we've gotten some estimates on some of the work.
Right.
Have you had a market analysis done on the home?
No.
Okay. I would recommend before you do anything, you have Mimi come out and do what's called a CMA. It's a market analysis on the property based on comparable sales in your specific neighborhood. And with that CMA, you can extrapolate out what you're going to be doing to this home. Use that versus comparisons of other properties that have sold within the last 3 to 6 months. And that's really going to tell you what your middle range or top of the market price is for that home.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I would caution you is if you don't do that, you could end up actually, it's overbuilding the home to where, in other words, you drop $40,000 into it and you find out you only get $10,000 back.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to really determine what needs to be done to the house and what the house will sell for is for a professional such as Mimi to do that CMA for you. And that way you can do an apples to apples comparison.
Yeah, we do that all the time, Jan. And so if that's something that would be interesting for you, for us to help you figure that out, no obligation, of course, we'll have you leave your information with our producer, Ryan, and we'll reach out to you this week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very, very welcome, ma'am.
So the thing is, these inherited properties, they come in all different kinds of conditions.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, they're a hoarder house. Sometimes the person has been sick and they haven't had, weren't able to do maintenance, and lots of things like that go wrong with it. So it really depends on the property.
Well, it sounds like from the discussion you both just had with Jan is that she's had a contractor come out and she's herself went, here's all of the things I think need to be done to this house before I can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual reality may be, well, no, we can sell it, but you only need to do these, is what you're telling her. If she was going to live in it, maybe she wanted to get all of these things done because, as she put it, I wouldn't live in this house without doing these things.
Exactly. Right. But there are people that will buy houses in not the perfect condition. They like them that way. Then they can go in and possibly flip them. Sometimes you're not going to get your 40 grand back.
Right.
If maybe it would be better for you financially to not spend the money and just reduce the price and bring it to market that way. But
Just depends on the property.
Exactly.
That was an interesting question. If you have one, you can call us at 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071. And we were talking about how there's people that are in these situations where they're renting, they're doing some things like contractor deed, they're doing these other things because they presume that they can't get a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And both of you have talked this morning about how that's not always the case.
Well, first of all, let's talk about contract for deed, which is a lot of times what people seek because they want home ownership. And so the only way that they feel that they can get that during this interim time that they need to wait is to go for contract for deed and mm-hmm. find an owner. So with that, typically you're bringing a much larger down payment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you've got cash just because you've gone through your bankruptcy or short sale, but you still have good income and you've got cash. So you
right.
bring that to this. And then the owner charges a higher than normal interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to know about contracts for deeds is those contracts are really written to protect the owner, much more so than to protect the buyer. So you're going to want to make sure that you're getting your own legal representation if you're going to go that route. But my recommendation is that you would sit down and have a conversation with Phil
mm-hmm.
and see if there's anything else that's available.
I've actually had clients call me talking about this. And I said, before you sign that contract, I would recommend that you meet with a lawyer. And if you're not willing to do that, let me take a look at it. I'm not going to give you legal advice, but I can definitely take a look at it and tell you these are the things you need to be cognizant of.
Right.
And I totally agree with Mimi when she says these are drafted up for the contract holder.
Okay.
So do not do a contract for deed without totally understanding your legal rights.
Absolutely. And the thing to know about contract for deed is that if you get behind on your payment, much different than a short sale, the owner can foreclose on you within 60 days. They can start the process.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And boom, your $10,000 down payment could be gone just in a puff.
Yep. Okay.
And some owners, that's a strategy. That, you know,
to try and back you into a corner and they end up making money on the deal.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people don't understand once you get into a contract for deed, if you don't make your payments and you decide you want to buy this property and refinance it into your name, that payment history is going to come into play.
Okay.
And when they say, well, I can get a letter from the owner, unfortunately, doesn't work. You have to have bona fide canceled checks, bank statements showing that you made those payments on time.
So, right. Phil, what would you advise to folks in the next minute that, you know, if they're thinking, you know, gosh, I don't have any options, and maybe is there any, I get calls, people asking, you know, anybody that's going to do a rent to own?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a rent to own option is far better, okay, because it allows you an exit strategy.
Okay.
Whereas a contract for deed, you are literally signing a mortgage. You're signing a mortgage with a third party, okay? And with a rent to own option, you can still put your down payment down. You can still negotiate a payment as a monthly payment. You can even, with a rent to own option, include an amortization where if I pay an additional $200 per month on my rent, that can be accumulated as a down payment towards buying the house.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, there are really good options if you think that might be something for you. You can reach out to Phil. And Phil, how do folks get a hold of you?
They can call me at 651-238-6748. And I'm not like your everyday banker. I'll take and answer that phone from 7 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Sunday.
So they can call you at 651-238-6748. They can also get you online at callphilolson.com. And where do they find you, Mimi?
Yeah, you can reach out to us at mimi@mnredhotrealestate.com.
Always find us also the Red Hot Real Estate Show at mytalk1071.com. Keyword, Red Hot.
Go Vikes.
Our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually
pre-Olympic hockey comes to St. Paul Sunday, December 3rd, when the U.S. faces Canada as part of the Time Is Now Tour. See the biggest stars in women's hockey face off as the best rivalry in sports continues. Tickets are on sale now at the XL Energy Center box office and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss your chance to see the U.S. battle Canada Sunday, December 3rd at XL Energy Center. Get your tickets now.